Only 18 Florida hospitals have given the governor's Healthcare Finance Commission the data they were looking for. More than 130 others have not. Florida Surgeon General John Armstrong says the state values hospitals, but continues to press them for more information about how and where they spend money.
This is really a conversation that's inclusive of our hospital leadership and of our healthcare professionals. And I remain hopeful that our latest call to our hospitals to complete the survey information will indeed be heeded so that we can have complete information to further this discussion.
Armstrong is serving on Governor Rick Scott's Healthcare and Hospital Funding Commission. In a letter sent to the state and the commission, the Florida Hospital Association repeats its position the state already has most of the information requested. The FHA is concerned the turnaround time for parts of the request is too quick to cover data that in some cases span a decade. Recently, FHA President Bruce Rubin said hospitals welcome the questions of the commission.
There's nothing wrong with that kind of transparency, and we welcome it. It is not related to whether or not the state moves forward with coverage and resolving its Medicaid budget issues.
But Medicaid is a part of the conversation. The government-funded insurance program for the poor is at the center of a state budget impasse. The House and Governor Rick Scott are opposed to pulling down more federal dollars to add people to the program under the Affordable Care Act. The Senate wants to use those federal funds to get more people insured, and hospitals are siding with the Senate. During this week's hospital finance meeting, microsurgeon Jason Rosenberg noted about a quarter of the state's budget is spent on health care, and he doesn't believe adding more money is the right answer.
So should we deny our citizens the right to education by consuming more and more money with more and more expensive health care? And I would bet you'd come up in public comment and say, absolutely not. Everyone has a right to achieve their potential through education and through other aspects that contribute to that human dignity. So we hear you. We're trying to get to the same result, I think, at least that this one commissioner wants to do. So understand that we're working together on the same side. We just need to figure out the way to do that efficiently.
The House has unveiled several health care-related bills to be considered in the upcoming special session. Among them, a plan to let some highly trained nurses treat patients and a possible rollback on hospital permitting regulations. Lawmakers will also take up Medicaid expansion and try to address a billion-dollar gap in a separate program that reimburses hospitals for treating uninsured patients. Some hospitals say if they can't make up that loss, they could close. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.